come, orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Congratulations, you've made it through the week. You've made it through the 13th Bacta, and you have made it to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. I do want to let you know this hour, KZKO is being brought to you by Latin Life Denver. Anything pertaining to Latin community and arts, nightlife in Colorado, check them out at www.latinlifedenver.com. Also at Phantom 8 Tattooing and Piercing. Contact Brian Adams at 303. Is that his real name, Brian Adams? That's awesome. Everything he does for you. 303-762-0660. They're located at 3969 South Broadway in Inglewood. Phantom8.com.
Now we know where Brian Adams has been all this
time. I know, right? All right. So you've made it through to the epic themed show.
That's right. The epic theme show. We have some amazing, amazing stuff for you tonight. But first of all, we have a piece that we put together just kind of to get you in the spirit of what we're doing. We'll be waiting here in just a second. We'll have that put up. But really, tonight is all about three things.
Three things.
It's about one.
One, the solstice.
Two,
our pre-Christmas show. Call in with your Christmas poetry, 303-386-3598.
And then, lastly, but
Most importantly,
I mean, it happens only every 6 months.
Every 6 months or so. It's the end of the world.
That's it. It's the end of the world.
Right on. I actually have some end of the world. Well, it's a cover poem, but I have an end of the world piece that I brought in.
You know, I was kind of thinking about that, but I was like, at the same time, doing the end of the world kind of poetry at the end of the world, it seems a little trite to me. Wouldn't you do something else? You know, I mean,
maybe new beginning poetry.
New beginning poetry right before the end of the world.
Because really, now we're in the 14th Bacta. For whatever the Mayans
think. I barely
made
it through the 12th Bacta. Okay, can we run the piece here?
That was an epic failure for our epic theme show.
That's not quite the one we were looking at. Anyway, okay, so...
All right, so while we're trying to get that piece queued up, I'm going to once again remind you, call in with your solstice poetry, call in with your Christmas poetry, and for those of you that have it, call in with your end-of-the-world poetry, 303-386-3598, and I've got one that I'm going to share with you. Are you ready? All right, go for it. That's still not it.
Okay.
So while our board monkey works on his opposable thumbs, I'm going to share one with you.
All right, go on, buddy.
This is a poem I wrote actually in August entitled The Christmas Dream. Dream Journal posting. I guess it's now 22, 24. I had that Christmas dream again, only it was better than before. Rushing around on Christmas Eve, trying to finish my shopping again. Nothing fits for anyone on my list, and my chances are running thin. Brothers giving useless advice about trinkets that I should buy. Snow blowing in from the north, and I'm on the verge of a good cry. A cribbage board? What the hell? I in haste loudly proclaim, calling out to the jolly elf reindeers, cursing each one of them by name. This time I was distracted while shopping by an acquaintance, long forgotten, asking questions about getting out of his lease. Oh, that seems so dirty and rotten. Driving from store to store in a flash in a stolen power truck, each stop more fruitless than the last. Last, I guess I'm running out of luck. Then I'm awakened by the phone and I realize it was just a dream, the one that I've had 100 times before along this familiar theme. I welcome the world's reality because this dream to me is the worst. And mark my calendar to start my shopping, yet it's still only August 1st. So this weekend I begin the deed. I hate waiting until the end to buy a gift or knickknack for each and every friend. And that is the Christmas dream.
Very, very nice, man. Very, very nice. Once again, if you want to share the poetry with us, give us a call. It's 303-386-3598. It's 303-386-3598 to share your poems about the winter solstice, Christmas, the end of the world, any of these things. It'd be excellent.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to try this one more time. So
you can try one more time?
Third time's a charm, brother.
Let's hope. Hang on. Hang on. No, that's not it either. Sweet. Okay. Never mind.
We're broadcasting professionals here at KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. Once again, I'm J. Todd Underhill, the poetic pundit, proliferating poetics, and we've got Mr. Michael Amade in the studio.
I don't even know what I'm doing at this point.
Do we know what we're doing? It's the end of the world.
We're gonna, you know, that's the point. Let's focus on what's important here. It's the
what
end of the
important?
World.
It's the end of the world.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
So when we wake up tomorrow, we have to go and rectify our checkbooks and pay our bills because the end of the world never came.
I wore a tuxedo and everything for the end of the world and nothing's happening.
Dang it.
And I really hope I win this bet about the world ending because otherwise I'm not going to be able to pay any of those bills.
Exactly.
I'm just really disappointing. Anyway, I think we're ready. Let's try it one more time.
All right.
Here we go.
That's not it. You do not sound like Biz Markie, my friend.
You know, I'm just gonna throw this out. Let's just skip it and move on.
Let's just skip it and move on. Do we have a caller yet?
All right, once again, give us a call. 303-386-3598. It's 303-386-3598. Jay Todd, do you have anything else for us?
I do. I said earlier before we started the show that I've got one for each subject. This next one is for the solstice, easy for me to say. We do have a caller, though, so before I share mine, we're going to go to the phone line. Ellie, are you with us?
I am with you.
Ellie Lejeune, thank you for calling back.
You're welcome. This is Todd.
This is Jay Todd, and you've got Mike also.
Yeah, hi, how are you, Todd?
I'm doing good. What are you sharing with us tonight?
Well, I've got two poems. About Christmas.
Beautiful.
Shall I begin?
What's the title of the first one?
The first one is Birth in the Heart.
Let's do it.
Okay. The angel of the Nativity stood by my side and spoke these words of wonder to me. Come, my child, I will take you there to see. As I stood in wonder of my beloved Lord's birth, the angel spoke so softly, gently held me close. This day of the birth of births, Jesus born of Mary, know he is born in your heart each and every hour, and you are his babe, born forever in his love.
Beautiful. Like that one, Ellie. What's the second one that you have for us?
This is called The Christmas Fairy.
All right, I'm game.
Okay. If you look closely, and if you believe in fairies, you will see her flutter of wing and the glisten of fairy dust across the sky, for she is Santa's most precious helper. She flies beside his sled, wand of magic, Christmas wishes at the ready. She finds the children who are very poor, too poor to sit on Santa's knee and tell him of their Christmas wishes. She guides Santa's sleigh to where they live, and with fairy dust her magic to perform, hears their dreams and grants their wishes. As Santa piles them under the tree, Christmas feasts are now in the fridge. New job for Dad and Mom, a new coat. The Christmas Fairy of Enchantments, this magic night.
Beautiful. Ellie, I kept my promise. The minute I got my computer up and running again, I friended you on All Poetry. I think everybody listening should go out to All Poetry and friend you. You are a very talented writer.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Todd.
All right. Are you going to call us back next week?
I'll be here next week for you. Yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
I've got a poem for next week called The Very New Year.
Excellent, because we are going to be doing kind of a theme show. It's not really a theme show. We're going to have you call in with whatever poetry, and then we're going to have people share what their New Year's resolution is. And I do believe Michael's got a very startling New Year's resolution about taking over a third world country or something like that.
All right, I've got a fairy poem for next week that's all about good wishes and good intentions.
Excellent. Well, since we're not going to get to speak between now and the holiday other than online, I just want to say have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Oh, bless you, Jay Todd. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. If you want to call in with your Christmas poetry, your solstice poetry, your end-of-the-world poetry, 303-386-3598. And the one that I was going to share before Ellie called, this is called Solstitial Jubilation. This is the day for which I have waited, the ending of the earth's yearly death, the beginning anew, much anticipated, for which I almost hold my breath. The darkest night, in the shortest day, the pagans all dance with delight, then rebirth in a special way, the end of a cycle of which I write. Soon the world will be green again, now that the days will be growing longer. My thoughts of joy I cannot contain, for I feel myself, too, growing stronger. Mother Earth on this day is reborn, bringing me elation on this winter morn.
I always liked that one, man. You've read that before, haven't you?
I did that at your Christmas show that we did a couple years ago.
A couple years ago. That was a fun time, wasn't it? Over at Five Leaves in Englewood.
Five Leaves, yeah. My first poetic home.
That's right, the first one. But now you've switched.
Now I'm at Off the Vine, which is one of our sponsors.
Right, Off the Vine is one of the sponsors. USA Carpet Cleaning at usacarpetinc.com is also a sponsor here, and we love to mention them and help support them in any way we can.
Excellent. And we do have another caller. Please welcome Bob from Albuquerque. Bob.
Yes.
Hey, welcome, brother.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And you have a Christmas poem to share with us?
It's more along the line of the winter thing.
All right, go for it.
Okay, it's called My Winter's Failure.
All right.
This is how it starts. I'm so tired of my bosom's cold I have had since mid-spring. My father left me frail and old, destroyed by my own sting. I then remember the warmth of grace, the everlasting spring of the Lord. I feared never seeing his good face. Hope seemed empty as a gourd. My weeping was heard as if prayers. My head was lifted up toward the sun. Melting away were frozen fears. Again with him, I am one. My joys renewed through repentance. It is summer here in my heart. I'm delighting in my obedience. Winter has failed once torn apart. I can keep summer in my heart, mixing it with his promise. The rains of grace come to impart the nature of the Lord who is Jesus. That's it.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Bob, I thank you for calling in, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you call next week.
Okay, yeah. You do the same, all of you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right. Got another one that I'm going to share with you guys. Similar to the same lines that Bob just called about, this is one I wrote back in 2010 called The Caroler's Message. Christmas is coming around. Santa Claus is coming to town. A new peacefulness has been found as the snow is lightly falling down. Working away another silent night as I'm merely logging away my time. Alone with my cocoa as I sit and write, as I tap away at another rhyme. Outside the sleigh bells begin to ring, and the doorstep is awash in emotion. The carolers begin to softly sing, whichever Christmas song fits their notion. I stop my work to listen and enjoy, and listen I did with my ear so intent, taking me back to my days as a boy when my heart was light and content. Then the carolers moved down the lane, such a powerful message they did deliver. Even now, the message does remain about the birth of our forgiver. I don't know. Did I did I didn't do that one at your.
You didn't do it back then. No, I was in the back. I think I was kind of in the middle of a very ill-advised panic attack at that particular moment. But I don't really remember you reading that one.
Well, we've been friends long enough. We've seen each other through some really ill-advised panic attacks, haven't we?
We have. I think. Yeah. No kidding. But at this point here, we've gone through a bunch of poetry here. We'd love to hear from you. 303-386-3598.
The lines are open.
It's 303-386-3598, or you can also go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and go to the contact form and put in a poem there as well.
I'll read it. If you're feeling shy at all and you have a Christmas poem you want to share, I'll read it for you.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, we are going to take a quick break, but make sure to give us a call, 303-386-3598, and we'll get you on the air.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantom 8 Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood, or visit phantom8.com.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
All right, welcome back to World Poetry Open Mic. We're here. The lines are open, 303-386-3598. It's 303-386-3598. And we're doing all kinds of poetry today. We're doing it about the winter solstice. We're doing it about Christmas. We're doing it about the end of the world.
Nice.
Which really could be any time if you think about it.
Yeah. And really, it's an objective thing where your view of the world could end at a moment and then a new world begin. Every day, I have a new world.
That's pretty deep. But this is the poetry show, it would be deep.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO, The Vibe. And I think we've got our technical glitches sorted out.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm kind of like all over the place right now. So,
hey, we're okay.
But we do have a caller.
We have a caller.
Hey,
who is it?
Kiefer.
Okay, put him through.
He's through.
Kiefer, are you with us?
Yes, I'm hearing you. You sound strange, though.
You sound strange too, my friend.
Oh,
have you been drinking?
No, I haven't actually. I do still have to go to work, sadly. Otherwise, I would be.
Awesome. And you have some poetry to share with us?
Yeah, this is, it's called Advice for the Apocalypse.
Oh, so you have end of the world poetry.
End of the what?
You have some end of the world poetry.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and share with us, brother.
All right. So, just for a brief introduction, I wrote this back when we were having a lot of fires in the mountains. I think this was like in the June or July, but anyway, advice for the apocalypse. The scruffy-faced man carries a sign. It reads, "The end is near." And I can't help but think, after reading this, that the lights seem dimmed. And he is simply standing on the street corner, like so many others. But I wander on past a burning trash can and realize it's only reflecting my mountains. They're burning. Spitting smoke into the setting sun, but the rain falling on my head feels nice, cooling me while I walk down the cracked sidewalk between the decaying buildings. And as the sun disappears, the clouds bolster. The rain falls harder, filling the streets, overflowing the drains, and just when I'm about to beg for it to stop, lightning flashes and thunder tears through the sky, vibrating the gray mass above, shaking the hail from its confines, driving me to the shelter of an inset doorway, already occupied by my friend with the sign. Ice pelts the buildings, knocking mortar from bricks, breaking glass on buildings and cars alike. All I can do is stare from the shelter with my companion. The end is near, still clutched in his hands. And as the end unfolds around us, the horizon glows red from the fire, only dimmed by the white lightning, while the city is buried in ice. I look at my companion, cardboard held like a shield, and asked, "Is this it?"
That's it.
He smiled, shook his head, and said, "Nowhere near, my friend," pulling a bottle from his rags. "So take a drink and enjoy the show. We have some time to kill." I dropped my paper. Sorry. So that's it. That's the end.
Oh, you dropped your paper? That's not part of the poetry. I was gun-shy. I didn't want to come over to the top of you again. Very good, Kiefer. Brother, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for sharing your poetry. And you're going to call us next week, aren't you?
Yes.
That was amazing, brother.
Thank you. So, yeah.
You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, sir.
Right on.
All right, great. So go ahead and give us a call if you want to read on the air. It's 303-386-3598. It's 303-386-3598. Or you can send us the poetry from worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just go to the contact form, put the poetry there, and we'll have it read on the air for you. But it sounds like we're getting some
excellent
calls now.
We are starting to get some calls through.
Let me ask you, J-Tut, what are you doing for Christmas? What are your plans?
Well, you know, my family, being as they are, we like to get together and play tiddlywinks. And then after tiddlywinks, we all strip naked and go for a run through the snow.
So let me ask you, let's just back up, because the run through the snow thing, I understand. I'm Irish, obviously, I understand that. Now, but what exactly is tiddlywinks?
It's a game where you basically have two plastic coins and you try and flip them into a cup.
Really?
Yes. We do have another caller.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord we've got another caller. Please welcome to the line, Mr. Dennis White. Hey, Dennis.
Hello, J-Tut.
Welcome.
Good. How you doing, J-Tut and Michael?
I'm doing good. How was your week, brother?
Well, my week was good.
Excellent. Thanks for calling again, Dennis. Appreciate it. We always love hearing from you.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. So, I have an end-of-the-world poem on a personal level.
Uh-oh.
It's on a personal level.
Uh-oh.
It's written by Beth Winter.
I know her.
And yes, you do. And the title of this poem is Moxie. And here it is. I do not fear my end, yet tarry toward that goal. I do not know what waits beyond for my immortal soul. Proceeding my first breath or swelling infant tear, I did not know before my birth, but it was not to fear. As fleeting as a glance, my life is but a span. The present is unmeasured time to cherish best I can. Of grief and absence felt by those who still have life, my lasting wish for ones I love is peace to follow strife. No matter how I go, in pain or gently brave, I do not fear that unknown path that waits beyond the grave. I stand today with ease and take each step unfazed. I do not know what lies ahead, content to be amazed.
Yeah! That was awesome, brother! And Beth is awesome. You guys just keep blessing my show.
Beth is a very talented and prolific writer, and I was blessed to have her allow me to read this tonight.
You know what? Anytime I get to read her work is a blessing. And I've got a special story about Beth, and I actually have in my cover notebook one of Beth's poems. But I'm going to save that for another show. But I just got to say, Beth is a very special person to me. I actually look forward to reading her every time she posts something new.
Dennis, thank you once again, and And it's you have a wonderful show, and if it's not the end of the world, we'll see you next week.
Excellent.
Yes, if it's not the end of the world, we'll be here next week. That's always it's a really positive way to look at it, isn't it?
And next week you can call 303-386-3598 to share your poetry also, as long as we're still here.
Yeah, you can also call it this week, 303-386-3598, or drop your poetry into the contact form of worldpoetryopenmic.net. We'll read it for you on the air, just in case you don't want to be, you know, the person on the spot giving us a call.
I have an end of the world poem I'm going to share. And it's not written by me, it's a cover also.
Oh.
This is the end of the world. That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. World sees its own needs, dummy serve our own needs, feed it off auxiliary speak, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down height. Wire in a fire representing seven games, a government for hire, a combat site. Left of the West is coming in a hurry with furies breathing down your neck. Team by team, reporters baffled, trumped, tethered, cropped. Look at that low playing fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population, common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heart bleed. Dummy with the rapture and reverend and the right. Your vitriolic, patriotic slam, fight, bright, light, feeling pretty psyched. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. 6 o'clock, TV hour. Don't get caught in foreign towers. Slash and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniforming, book burning, bloodletting. Every motive escalate, automotive incinerate. Light a candle, light a votive. Step down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crushed. Uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. And I'll just stop there.
That's awesome, man. I have a lot of long history with that song. I think that song's great.
I know.
It really
Michael
is.
Stipe, I mean, poetic genius there.
He really was. Now, it looks like we finally got... We hope.
The gremlins have left the station.
The gremlins have left to go elsewhere. We finally have got this worked out. I think we're going to do that, and then we're going to go to a break. But you can give us a call if you want to read your poetry, 303-386-3598. No, this isn't a telethon. You can call, and you can read the poetry on the air, 303-386-3598.
You're listening to KZKO.
This is the World Poetry Open Mic Musical Ode to the Winter Solstice. This is the World Poetry Open Mic Musical Ode to Christmas. And this is the World Poetry Open Mic Musical Ode to the End of the World. Happy End of the World Isthmus from World Poetry Open Mic.
Miss football when the Super Bowl is over? You don't have to anymore. Come join the longest continuous running adult football league in America. The Colorado Football Conference, established in 1987, is your cure for the post-Super Bowl blues. For more info, visit cfcfootball.com or mscsports.com for the link. mscsports.com. All sports, no limits. MSC Radio Nation, if you need a car and have any type of credit, then head down to Denver Auto's grand opening of their new store this Saturday, December 22nd, 2012. Their new location is located at 5400 North Federal Boulevard, Denver, Colorado, 80221, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mention Jammin' KZKO and you will receive $500 off your purchase. Come on out. They will be giving away a flat-screen TV, Denver Nuggets tickets, and much more. There will also be food and drink. For more information, call 303-573-1333.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
All right, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. Do want to thank our sponsors, Off the Vine Coffee, IdleVoiceLessons.com, and of course, USACarpetInc.com for making this possible. Michael, you look profound, like you have something to share with us.
That's generally most of the time. I just sit here and look profound with really nothing on my mind.
Well, you know, with your ruggedly handsome looks like that, I don't blame you.
Ruggedly handsome, I've never heard that phrase before. Okay, so basically a friend of the show had sent us something that that she thought we should read. And, you know, I actually hadn't heard of this before. Yes, Virginia, do you know about this?
I've heard a produced piece that was amazing to hear maybe 5 years ago, but I'd like to hear your rendition of it.
Well, I don't really have a rendition yet. I think this will be kind of made up on the fly here. But
isn't that how we do everything, Michael?
Well, no, obviously we plan this out to the second. So at any rate, here we go. I'm going to read this. This is called Dear Virginia, and it seems like kind of a Christmas tradition for some people. So you can give us a call at 303-386-3598. Let us know how I did. Don't be too harsh. I do have feelings. Lots and lots of feelings.
At least one or two of them.
At least one or two. Most of them fall under the realm of being a sociopath. But here we go. Here we go. This is Dear Virginia, or Yes, Virginia. Dear Editor, I'm 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O. Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would this world be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there was no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight, in eternal light from which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus. You might as well not believe in fairies. You might not get your papa to hire men to watch all of the chimney on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those neither children nor men can see. Can you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof.
Keep going, dude. That sounds great.
You're killing me. All right. Of course not. But that's not proof that they're not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world.
Are you going to make it through this piece?
I'm going to make it through. I'm crying, by the way, in case nobody's watching. We may tear apart the baby's rattle and see that it makes noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all of the strongest men that have ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view the picture of the supernatural beauty and glory that is beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God. He lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
Beautiful.
Yes, that's, I actually had just been exposed to that recently. And I actually really do think it's very beautiful.
It speaks volumes as to blind faith. And if you're wondering what to do with your blind faith, and you have some poetry you want to share, go ahead and give us a call at 303-386-3598. Once again, 303-386-3598. I do have another poem.
You do?
This is not quite such for kids, per se. This is a personal favorite of yours, too. This is entitled A Christmas Tradition. Everyone should be kissed under the mistletoe. It's simply not the Christmas season without a little puckering and cuddling to set you aglow, a little holiday cheer to hold you throughout. Keeping you warm like the strongest cider as you weather the coldest winter night. A quick heart lifter and inspiration provider, making even the darkest of hearts grow bright. Confession said near the Yule decoration between you and someone you hold dear. Moments of bliss that lead to elation upon a frosty winter night, snowy or clear. She promised me kisses from dusk until dawn, so I must put my mistletoe belt buckle on. You like that one?
Now, this I do remember sitting in the backstage, and it really was. I was kind of looking at it, saying, "Well, you know, I hope the show goes well, and I hear you out there opening for me." And I hear someone open the door. It was Draven Gray from The Silent Still coming back.
All right.
And I hear him, he opens the door. And because the door is open, I can hear you out there. And I hear you end that poem. And I start laughing. And I wasn't even nervous after that. I just was laughing after that point.
I'm glad, because from my point of view, I read that and I get to the final line, which is a humorous line. And there's like this pensive silence. Like a bunch of people were like, do we laugh at this poem or was this serious? And all of a sudden there was like this boiling of laughter.
Yes, that was kind of exactly the situation I remember. That poem always kind of has that response. It's great.
That's what I like working with you and with JT for as many years as we have, is we've developed this rapport to where we can laugh at each other through our misgivings and our missed spots, and I like it.
I'm thankful for that, because I don't think I have another part. I think that's really the whole thing.
His part of the radio show is he's the blooper reel.
I am the never ending, and it doesn't turn off when I leave the studio either. Now we have another caller here.
All right,
we can read it in a Scottish accent. We got Paul the Bruce.
Paul the Bruce, welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Hey, how you doing there, brother? This is Paul. Merry Christmas, that's right around the corner, and happy end of the world, and I don't know what all you discussed tonight. I was out at Target until just a few minutes ago, so missed the rest of the call-ins. I'll have to listen to the recording later.
Oh, it'll be up as we leave the studio tonight, Paul, and I do want to say, is there any other way to end the world than happy?
Is there what?
Is there any other way to end the world than to be happy?
I can't understand you. It's breaking up, so I'm not sure what
that's
you
all right.
said, but...
Go ahead and share your poem, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. What do you got for us?
Well, last week I read one to you, so I want you to understand right off the bat this one's not to you. Last week I read about your words stick to my brain like gum. And so when I titled the one for this week, My Ugly Friend, I don't want you to think this is part two, okay?
Oh, no, this poem is from Michael.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is a totally different poem. And those who don't live in Colorado, when you get up around 11,000 feet, the trees start thinning out, and by the time you're up to 14,000 feet, there's very few trees, but you might find one that might be thousands of years old called a bristlecone pine. And so the author of this poem is a bristlecone pine, talking about his friend down in town. So here we go. The calves and lambs skip nimbly among the alpine meadows' flowers. The air so crisp and clean, the water cold from melting banks of snow. Strong and gnarled my roots, twisted and blistered my ugly skin from a thousand harsh winters an ice age ago, from a polar wind unceasing. Far below me now is my friend, in the corner, the building red brick, rooted, ugly, and old, like me. He remembers his youth and alpine meadows and the cold wind whipping his hair as his fingers touched the bristlecone, and he whispered, "We are brothers." Only the ravens travel now, here from there, there from here. They call him, and he comes to the window and calls a raven call upon the cold Arctic wind, a word from my ugly friend who lives down below.
Right on.
Not dedicated to you.
Right on, Paul. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, I enjoy the program. Sorry that I missed the rest. I will find the recording later in the week and see who called in. So talk to you later.
Excellent. Look forward to it, brother.
Paul, thanks so much. Right. You know, and actually that's one of the things we've been hearing too, is that people who've been listening to the show have actually been going back and listening to the podcast quite a bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a bit. I mean, yeah. But there's people coming back and checking out, which is great. But, you know, you want to be involved in it live and be able to call in and share in the community and as it's really happening. That's the cool part. But it's kind of also cool to be able to go back and hear some other poetry. And it's kind of, we're going to be building kind of a wealth of it as we go.
I actually go through and proof listen to the show at least once in a week to see, you know, where we went wrong, which is usually all the time. And then what we did right, and to expound upon that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. We're coming around to break time. We want to thank our sponsors, Off the Vine, USA Carpets, Inc., and, of course, Idle Voice Lessons for making this possible. If you want to advertise with us, go out to worldpoetryopenmic.net. There's a form you can fill out there.
Called Advertise With Us.
Advertise With Us. You go there, you tell them a little bit about your business, and then they can producer can contact you, basically. Go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598, and share your poetry. We are going to be going to break. We also want to thank this half hour's underwriter, which would be Zing Tea, which I actually happen to have. You know, I did my first drink of Zing Tea on the air, and I'm an addict now. This is like the 20th one I've had since that show.
You've had 20 Zing Teas since the last show?
Well, yeah, at least.
Really?
Oh, yeah. One a day. Yeah,
his daughter is nodding right now saying, yes, this is totally real.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and Zing Tea, I think if you're listening, this is a great thing here. This is a great thing. All right, so we're going to be going to break. We're looking at, once again, give us a call, 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598.
You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of the Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. I am the poetic pundit, proliferating poetics. Easy for me to say. I am J. Todd Underhill, and we have Mr. Michael Amade. And we haven't heard much from our third co-host. Cue it up, brother.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
How are you doing there?
He's fighting the gremlins, keeping them at bay.
Like I said before, I need an extra arm.
I wish I wish people could see this right now because it's it's pretty impressive. You're wearing your Lord of the Rings costume here.
Yes,
you have an
axe
in your hand.
Yeah. Well, you have to practice. You never know when and where the orcs come from.
Well, I got to say, this being the end of the world show, for about 8 years, you've been telling me you had a theory about today.
Yes.
And can you share with the audience what that theory was?
Well, honestly, I kind of had this weird feeling that there was going to be magic re-entering the world. So it would be a nice confluence of magic from the fourth world or fourth age into the sixth age, which is right now. So you have technology and magic. So then you can be a technomancer.
I do have to say, I never thought it was true. But then I saw those magic cards and I'm like, okay, it could be true.
Do you think Magic, the game, they're going to release a new version? Is that
maybe
what you're saying?
Well, I honestly thought that was it, but then I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, if Magic does re-enter the Earth, while we're alive in the air, I want to do this. I'm going to cast Magic Missile at you.
Into the darkness. Cast Magic Missile into the darkness, okay. Huh?
I'm kidding.
As happens so often on this show, I'm left sitting back going, how did we get on this subject?
You brought up Lord of the Rings, my friend.
It does tend to stem from you. Yes, I understand. I'm in costume and everything.
I take responsibility.
All right, let's rein this back in. We have a caller. We have a caller on World Poetry Open Mic. Hello.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. You want to share a poem with us?
Yes, I would like to do that.
All right.
All right. So, are you ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
We sure are.
All right, sounds good. Okay. It doesn't have a title, but I wrote it for my friend. She got an abortion, and it was a pretty touchy thing for everyone. So, here it is.
All right.
The games say they're still throwing babies in the trash. Ask my homegirl, she'll tell you her internal gas. It hurts me to see this world the way it is, but I know someone, and I'm in love with her little kid. At least that's something to take with me when I hop on the 12. But when I get on the 666, I'm riding to hell. The trees dance like no one's watching, and let me tell you, I've got some more things. I know he hides in your closet, the skeleton that reminds you of him. You can't find your mind because you lost it, and now your burden is filled to the brim. I walk with my face down and watch the cracks on the sidewalk. As I walk by, I hear your small talk. The cold bites at my face, and I close my eyes, and they cry. I'm sad inside, but I don't want to say why. Please don't judge me for the life I live. I'm different than you. I forget, and I forgive. I try my hardest to not live in spite. Tomorrow morning, I just want to feel all right. Looking for cigarette butts, sometimes I barely get by. I hate my past, and I'm not good at goodbyes. I still see your face. You can't be replaced. I love you so much. In my heart, I have so much space. There was a void in my heart only a fetus could fill. Listen to me speak softly. I suddenly feel ill. Please whisk me away. Let's start over again. You're still a part of me, but you're not the father. You're just a friend. Today, I have one instead of two. My story is mad real and so very true. Some days I feel lonely, some days I feel blue. But even now I lie awake and just think of you. To your bones you are soaked in wonder. Your heart beats to the cracking thunder. You pray to God to have him let you forget it. The rain hides your tears, but in your last years, you'll never forget how he left it.
Wow.
And that's it.
Wow.
Sorry, I was going over a couple bumps. I'm in the car right now.
Reading poetry while driving the car?
Yeah.
That was good. Multi-talented.
Thank you.
Our producer, Mary, is in here giving us two thumbs up and cheering. That's how powerful that piece was.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
That's good. Cool.
Thank you for calling World Poetry Open Mic and sharing. We're going to hear from you next week?
Yes, most definitely.
Excellent.
Sandy, thanks so much for calling. It really was a joy having you on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, 303-386-3598 is the number you want to call. I'm going to share one of my, the last personal poem I've written for Christmas. And it's kind of to lighten the mood because, you know, some poetry's serious, some poetry's fun. I sat at my work when I worked at a hospital wanting to cover "Twas the Night Before Christmas." So this is simply entitled "Twas the Night Before Christmas in the ER." 'Twas the night before Christmas, and the ER room was full. All the holiday parties had taken their toll. The drunks were brought in, for their words were all slurred, some driving home while their vision was blurred. My daughter and wife were home fast asleep, and me a slave to all the hours that I keep. I grudgingly work, stuck right where I'm at. I'm wearing a red tie and a red Santa's hat. The ER room was running at full manic pace. All the doctors and nurses were stuffing their face. The holiday belly aches all bellowed aloud, and we were awash in the post-midnight mass crowd. A nighttime chill was in the air outside, while the children with earaches all sniffled and cried. I could not believe what it all I saw, or excuse me, what I saw at all. It was Santa Claus walking down my hall. I thought that my eyes were playing a trick, but I knew in a moment it was Saint Nick. He bellowed and laughed as towards me he came. He knew our whole staff, and he called them by name. Now Stephen, now Michael, now Matthew, now Larry, on Lucy, on Linda, on Michelle and Mary. Now drop what you're doing and come here to me. I have presents for all to fill you with glee. As we all took the time to gather around, a new piece within our ER room had been found. He handed us packages from out of his pack, and this took our night of working far off track. Stephen got a train that he'd wanted for years. He was so moved by this that he shed a few tears. Michael got a Foreman grill, so now he can cook, and with it he got a new recipe book. He gave Matthew a new remote control car, when all that he wanted was a night at the bar. Larry got a guitar to learn how to play, and oh my goodness was all he could say. Then he gave Lucy a new diamond ring, for he knew that she was addicted to bling. Now Linda required a little more thought, a vacation for two in climes that are hot. Michelle got a gift that I can't mention here, but it was long and round, and it filled me with fear. Now perfumes and bath salts are far less scary, which is what Santa gave to our nurse Mary. Now don't forget me in this little rhyme. It's a story that's played out every Christmas time. Ask for a BB gun is all that I did, to which he replied, "You'll shoot your eye out, kid." We all took a moment and shared in our joy, be it a train, a ring, or just a toy, and enjoyed a few moments we had of peace. But again, all good things must come to a cease. Now Santa's voice had put me at quite a loss, resembling the voice of our horrible boss. As he turned to leave, he said with a smirk, "You've had your fun, now get back to work."
Very nice. Thank you. I remember that one for... That's a favorite of a lot of people, including the people you worked with.
You know what? They actually asked me to perform that pretty much 3 or 4 times a year around Christmas time at work.
That's excellent. Well, hey, it looks like we have another caller. We're getting to the last few minutes here, so if you want to get a last-minute reading in, give us a call, 303-386-3598. But right now, we have a gentleman that I think I know pretty well named John from Littleton. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing very, very well.
Thank you. Welcome, John.
Thanks.
Are you going to share with us tonight?
Sure.
What are you sharing?
Am I on the air?
You are on the air, live.
Hey, hello. The world's still here.
The world is still here for another few minutes.
Okay, this is Kenneth Patchen.
All right.
It's called The True Blue Gentleman. This gentleman, the charming duck. Quack, quack, says he. My tail's on fire, but he's only kidding. You can tell that by his grin. He's one big grin from wobbly feet to wobbly tail. Quack, quack, he tells us. Tail's on fire again. Ah, yes, this charming gentleman, the duck, with his quaint alarms and trick of walking like a drunken hat. Quack, quack, says he. There's your fried egg.
Nice.
Ta-da.
Right on. Very good. Well read.
I really, you know, Kenneth Patchen is, you know, I grew up reading a lot of him. He's actually really one of my favorites, and really like that one. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, for sharing.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you then. Thank you, sir.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And I am Jay Todd Underhill.
I'm Michael Amade. We're brought to you today, our show from Off the Vine in Englewood, Colorado.
Check them out. That's my poetic home on Thursday nights.
It's a great place. We have this awesome espresso there. Seriously, ask Megan to make espresso to keep you awake. You will not sleep for days.
Yeah, their triple shot mocha keeps me awake for days.
Absolutely amazing. But on top of that, very, very good food. And then as well, we're sponsored by two other people, USA Carpet, which is a great carpet cleaning company here in Denver. They're really going to be able to kind of quickly help get your place looking the best it possibly can before you have the Christmas gatherings and all that, in case you have to clean the carpet. They're open to do that.
Even after the Christmas gatherings, you can call them to clean the carpet.
Because
invariably in my family, the Tom and Jerry's or the eggnog gets spilled and it gets messy.
So you can check out their website at usacarpet.com. INC or USACarpetInc.com. That's a great one to check out. And then we have,
of course, we have Idol Voice Lessons. Yeah. If you are interested in getting on American Idol, The Voice, The X Factor,
any of
the
those
Price
shows.
Is Right, it doesn't matter. Improve your chances.
Wait. Price is Right?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, dang it.
Damn.
Wait, you just should have seen his eyes light up.
I know.
Up.
It lit up like a Christmas tree.
You were like a Christmas miracle in there just a second ago.
I was so hoping to get...
What you get with IdolVoiceLessons.com is you get instruction how to better your chances. Basically, everything you need to do to look good in your audition and have a chance of making it on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Also, we want to thank this station's general underwriter for this time. It's Simply Sloppy Joe's, located at the Curve Shop at 6761 West Mississippi, Lakewood, Colorado. Give them a call, 303-943-JOES. That's 5637. Once again, 303-934-JOES, 5637. Or just check them out at simplysloppyjoes.com. Easy for me to say. Don't look at me like that.
Now, once again, here on World Poetry Open Mic, this show is really all about you. So you can give us a call at 303-386-3598. We only have a few minutes left. So I really want to be able to tell you about how you can connect with us when we're not on the air and how we can kind of ramp up for next week. So we always have the latest goings on with the show at worldpoetryopenmic.net. You can also send us poetry you'd like to have us read or have us read for you on the air during the week. We also have a poet of the month. There's a lot of different stuff going on at that store.
We do. We've got merchandise. You can check out the World Poetry
at the website. We also have a store.
We have a store there. The World Poetry Open Mic gear. We've got drink glasses. We've got T-shirts. We've got the World Poetry Open Mic journal. So if you need to write on the go, take it with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's definitely definitely worth looking at. But also just to get more information about other poets and kind of what's going on there. You can also find us on Facebook.
Facebook at World Poetry Open Mic. Or Facebook/World Poetry Open Mic.
Right, and then we have Twitter.
Twitter at World Poetry Open. Check us out there. Sign up for all the updates there. Also, you can sign up for the updates on our website at worldpoetryopenmic.net. If you want poetry read, you can send email to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
You can do that as well, yeah.
So we want to take a moment and say Merry Christmas to the MSC Radio Network.
Happy holidays
MSC
to everybody.
Sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy holidays to KZKO, all their staff for making this possible. Our producer, Mary Cohn, our board op, the ape boy, the board monkey. Thank you for helping us out tonight.
And thank you to our main host, J. Todd Underhill.
And our secondary host, Michael Amade. And thank you for listening in.
And calling in.
Once again, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.